Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. This episode is about how to build a sustainable soul business right from the start. And I'm going to break this down with five easy steps, things that I've done in my business, things that have catapulted my brand. And can I just start this episode by saying, if you have not noticed that the online industry has changed in the past year and a half, where have you been, human? I have spoken to so many people that are like, is it just me? Or is it difficult to create sales on business? Why is it so hard for the algorithm to show my content? What is going on with social media? This episode is to remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive right in. Beyond giving you these five crucial steps, I want to give you the receipts because I know. Where am I getting this information? Well, I'm getting this information by seeing the number that I brought in last year and seeing how I increased my revenue from last year. And so when I'm telling you that being quick to adopt new strategies is pivotal to your business, it is literally make or break. And so I saw many things that people were scrambling on the 10th hour to try to fix. And my gosh, maybe it was just a coincidence or maybe it was just me literally following my alignment and my intuition. I did these five things in my business always that has helped me stay ahead of the game. And I'm going to share them with you in this episode. I want to preface it by saying that this episode is not for a newbie. This episode is for somebody who is truly looking to build a business that is based on alignment. Let me break alignment down. Alignment is when your inner world and your outer world are saying yes to the same thing. Alignment is when the belief that you have of wanting to be a successful entrepreneur is actually also meeting the life that you're building. I'm sorry, but I do not believe that you have to sacrifice any part of your life to be successful, whatever successful means to you. And I think the examples, I actually have seen the examples that we have don't show us any other evidence. We see people's relationships falling apart. We see their life falling apart. We see them overdoing and overworking and shutting down their businesses. And it's all because it's not the business that's actually hard. It's them. It's our human conditioning. It's our patterns. And this is why when I built the Unleash and Unveil brand, I always thought of building a business with that in mind. So here are my top five secrets. Here are the things, and they're not even a secret. This is just something that I've done that has helped me catapult my business. One. Write this down. There's a book called Vivid Vision. Do yourself a favor and go get it. Big shout out to one of my very first beginning mentors, Elron, who told me to get this book and actually gifted it to me and mailed it to me. And I read it back and forth so many times. And it was such an easy read. And it taught me how to build a business, not based on the amount of money that I wanted to make, but to actually build a business that can really hold up my highest vision for my life. And so let's just pause really quickly. I know we came here for the business goods, but guess what? You are not a corporation. You are not Walmart. You don't have 500,000 employees. In fact, if you haven't been in business for at least 10 years plus, I can say you're a baby business. And so if you're a baby business and you probably have a handful of contractors, it is so important for you to be building a sustainable business that truly can give you the space to live the life that you've always wanted. And it's not going to be based on making $100,000 or a million or eight figures. Like, nobody freaking cares if you're chained up. If you replaced your cubicle for your robe and your laptop in your bed and you haven't showered and you don't change your clothes and you look like a damn mess and you hate your life and you're overwhelmed, I'm sorry, but my peace and my alignment is worth too much. There's actually not a price that I would say, yes, for that number, I would trade my alignment. Hell to the nah. I worked way too hard to center and ground myself that there literally is not a number that I would give that up for. My peace is priceless. So number one, it's about creating your vivid vision and understanding how do you actually want to live your life and not base it on how much money you want to make. And so when I started to do this work, and I know this might seem a little basic to somebody, but there might be somebody who's listening right now and is like, oh, shoot, I haven't actually asked myself that. I haven't gotten that far. Like, I was just thinking about how I'm going to pay my bills this month. No, baby, girl, human being, I want you to think about, there are no problems in the world. Snap your fingers. Genie in a bottle comes out. You got three wishes. What is wish number one in terms of how do you actually want to live your life? Which, by the way, you're the genie and the bottle. You're all the things. You know, it's so interesting because I was going to say, if you can have all your wishes and they can all come true. And the truth about that statement is that, of course, you can have all your wishes. And of course, they can come true. But whether they do come true or not is based on your own belief systems. But let's backtrack because this is not about mindset. This is about you understanding and imagining how you actually want to live your life. I was doing a coaching call with one of our groups called Cosmic Genius, and I was showing them how in my schedule for the rest of the year, I am traveling somewhere every single month. And this was part of my vivid vision. I always wanted to build a business like this. I'm a Sag. I got like 4 or 5 placements in this Sag house. I'm super fiery. I'm half horse, half man, half human, half being. And so I don't want to be trapped. I don't want to be confined. I want to run. I want to be that adventurous wild horse. And so my business reflects my real personality and what I want out of my life. And the fact that I can be like in a plane in first class, like writing emails, like, yo, I'm living for that timeline. Like, please plug me back in. Like, I love that version of my life. It feels expansive, juicy, exciting. I love to get row 1 or 2 in first class next to the window. I open it up. I bring my laptop out and I write. And I'm so grateful. And so you see, part of building a sustainable business is truly understanding how you want to live your life. In that same timeline, I imagine that there was a part of me that also wanted to give it all up and live in a van and travel the world and see Pachamama and stay in all of her gardens and meet beautiful people along the way and not have a plan and allowing that to be the plan, the no plan plan. And I was able to do that. We left New York. We sold everything. We got a beautiful van called Morning Glory, and we traveled in her for 7 months. And so I know I'm stressing this part out so much, but please do yourself a favor and build the thing that you actually really want. Build the thing that you're not going to quit. You know, I wake up every single day and I'm like, yes, amazing. I love this. I love that I get to live this version of Melissa the Human. Okay, number two, this is about building the right business model. Once you understand how you want to live your life, you have to truly ask yourself, okay, if I want to do X, Y, and Z, what kind of business model would support that? I want you to think of your vision as the roof to your house, okay? This is going to be the top of your house, the thing that is holding the North Star. And now your business model are going to be the pillars and the bones of the house. And now your North Star is going to fall down if it doesn't have strong pillars. And so the business model is important so that you can actually activate that life. And so let me give you some examples and things that I see as pitfalls. So many entrepreneurs, when they first start their business, they think, I'm just going to serve as many clients as possible. And they kind of get in this rat race of doing more, 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 and doing one-on-ones, and then looking back and starting to realize, like, wait, this doesn't hold the vivid vision that I have for my life. And so get really clear here on the type of lifestyle you want and the business that goes along with that lifestyle. So let me give you an example. I love seeing these little cute baddies online jet setting and having their passive courses, and they love to travel. A lot of travel bloggers, I feel like, are doing this kind of business model membership, and that's great and that works for them. They have no desire to talk to anybody. They do not want to be coaching people. They want to create something and they just want to share it with folks. I don't know if you noticed, but there is this thing where people are reselling already made courses. That's a whole business model. Some people are just like, bro, I don't even want to create the course. Like, does anybody else have a course that I can sell? There is that business model. There's a membership model. There's an in-person model. There's a hybrid model. There is talking to people and mentoring them through video call or through different apps. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, don't get caught up in the rat race of needing it to look a certain way, and truly ask yourself, where is your energy most alive? I remember when I first started, I hired a mentor, one of my very, very first ones. And I didn't even think I ended up working with her for too long. It was like one of those 2-week things or 3-week things. And I remember I said to them, I want to start my business. I have this amazing idea. And they said, okay, great. Well, you have to start with one-on-one. And I immediately shrank. I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. I want to talk to a lot of people at the same time. And they're like, yeah, that's great. But nobody knows you. And you can't do that right now. And it kind of gave me this, like, you need to prove yourself energy. And I'm like, nah, bitch. No. We're not doing that. Because you see, the way I'm built, if I do things that are not in alignment with me, I literally will quit on myself. And so it wasn't because I was trying to build the business, but it was because I knew my edges. And I just knew that if I did something that I didn't like, and honestly, I just really wasn't willing to do that. I had already spent 13 years as a TV producer listening to other people and doing crap that I didn't want to do. So I always promised myself two things. One, when I got fired and I was coming back from Morocco, I literally always tell this story of when I was going through TSA and I got that email of like, you're fired. My stomach literally got into so many knots. And then this like fuel, this almost like anger came up, and I was like, I'm never gonna let anybody fire me, you know? That memory, that emotion was so strong that it allowed me to never build anything that I didn't like, because I had already done that for so long. And I already saw that even when you go ahead and damn slave away for, you know, another company, you're freaking disposable. And so that really was something that when I started to build the Unleash and Unveil brand, I knew right away that I wanted to do group coaching. I knew that whatever I did, I also wanted to be in person. And no matter how much my accountant would always tell me, like, Melissa, you could be saving a lot if you stop spending all of this money on retreats. And I would spend like 10K, 15K doing these luxury retreats. But at the end of the day, I was like, but this is what I really want to do. You know, like, this is the flex that I get to be in my business in a way that's so unimaginable that only I get to create. And so I'm bringing it back to build a business model that truly supports your highest vision. Because when you do that, you will never want to quit your job. You will literally wake up every single day questioning, like, wait, is this my job? Like, this feels like I should be paying people. This feels purposeful. This feels meaningful. Number three, your pricing matters. And now, this is not an episode about you need to charge high ticket or low ticket or no ticket. Like, please stop it. Don't do that. Don't fall into the trap of you feeling like you need to do it like somebody else does it. But if you're not charging what you feel you're worthy of, what you feel you're deserving of, what you feel you have mastery in, then I'm going to question, what are you actually really teaching and seeding other people? because that sounds like misalignment to me. Now, on the flip side, if you're charging something that is not in your highest alignment, but you want to be the person that charges $5,000 or $1,000 or whatever it is that feels stretchy beyond your capacity, but you feel like you're supposed to, and you fall into that trap, I'm also going to question, what are you really teaching people? And that really feels like out of integrity. So with those two polarities in mind, I want you to pick a price that feels honoring to your mastery, to your work, to the thing that you've been teaching yourself and practicing and investing in. If you've never invested in your damn self and you've never practiced meditation, why the hell are you out here selling meditation? Like, see, things like that don't make sense to me. But now, if you're somebody who has been literally been passed down sound healing, fifth generation from your family, or you've been investing hella energy and time and money and just practice into breath work, and you're afraid to charge $50, baby, this is an opportunity for us to level up, right? So to me, when people ask me, Melissa, how do I pick a price? I always say to them, pick what's in alignment based on your time that you've put in, based on real practice and mastery that you have gained within that specific sector and your investments. And your investments are not just the money. Your investments, it's in time. So when I say I've been meditating for 7 years, that's a lot of time. And I've also have invested monetary money in all sorts of certifications and learnings and teaching and all of that. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? None of that freaking matters if you don't actually really practice. None of it matters. Because now you just checked off a box. Now you just invested in something because you think that that is going to give you the credentials. No. You actually practicing what you preach will give you the credentials. And I promise you, people will see through that. Number four, more is not better. Less is more. It's not about more offers. It's not about more things. It's not about adding more deliverables. Less is more. Less is more. I wish more folks taught this. I scaled my business to six figures with one offer, multiple six figures with two, and got high into that multiple six figures, and then eventually did three offers and got over that $1 million mark and continued to grow and grow and grow, but I only have three offers. I'm not going to lie to you. I've tried a bunch of different things. I've done things that I've done it once and I've never done it again because I know it doesn't work for me. I had another mentor tell me to do business intensives. I was like, oh, that sounds cool. They're like, yeah, bring in cash into your business next month by doing X, Y, and Z. I did it. And then I was like, oh, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. I've paid for courses just to learn that I didn't like to do something. So when I hear people complaining online, it drives me damn nuts. It gets me so annoyed when I hear people on the internet complaining about the investment that they made and they didn't get what they needed. You always get what you need, human. Trust me. It's always a lesson. It's always a blessing. You always get what you need. Even if it is what you don't want to do, you always get what you need. And that's the ego. That's the ego that starts to flex. Oh my God, I paid $500 and they did an X, Y, and Z. No, don't do that because you will always learn. Look, I paid $1,000 to learn how to successfully create a free challenge only to do it two times and realize I don't like doing it. That gave me more data. It gave me more data on my business. It gave me more data on what to teach my students. It gave me more data. And guess what? I actually teach that to my students. Just because it didn't work for me doesn't mean that it's not going to work for them, because guess what? Everything works. It's just not what I wanted to do in that moment. And also, not everybody's ready. Sometimes people make investments and they're like, yeah, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. And then you put them in the ring and they get knocked out. And there's no way to tell. The person could be telling you until they're blue in the face, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. But you know what? Life will tell you if you're ready. So more is not better. It's not about putting more hours. It's not about going harder. It's about refinement. I wish more folks actually taught this. one of the biggest things that I learned building my business, and thank God I did have this TV background. So it didn't come out of thin air. I went to school for film and TV broadcasting. I have a bachelor's degree and I worked in my industry for 13 years in Viacom, MTV, other different production houses. And one of the things that I learned was how to perfect, how to refine. How when somebody says, this could be better, I would go back in and I would work the springboards and I would work the episode summaries and I would keep working it until the network said, oh, I like this, I'm buying it. I always knew that a no didn't mean no. It just meant that it can be better and that I can make it better. And so I always looked at my business in that way, in that refinement. And so I think a lot of people take their offers and honestly, they kill them too quickly. Don't do that. It can work as long as you are gaining client feedback, you're asking people questions, you're listening to your ideal client. If they tell you that they have a suggestion for you, listen to them and thank them, because I cannot tell you how much I value any one of my students giving me any type of suggestion for my business. What? Thank you. More is not better. Refinement is the flex. Keep refining your offers and make them, don't make them good, make them excellent. Make them stick out in your market. Okay, here is the last one. Number five, master your mind and hire sooner. I mean, these two things are actually two things. Master your mind could be number one all the way to number 100. Like, literally mastering your mind, your mindset, what you absorb in the internet is everything. Keep your mind clear. Remember, your mind is like a TV. It's a sponge. Everything that you're watching, your soul is also watching. And so just be careful. Mind your business. Mind your mind. Treat your mind as if it was a baby. If you were a baby, would you be cursing at your baby? Would you be yelling and screaming? Probably not, right? Because how would that baby grow up? Well, think about your mind in this way. Your mindset is so precious. Everything that you think of, it is recording. And so if I can give anybody any type of feedback, is to really master the mind. And when I say master the mind, I mean be gentle with yourself. I mean practice non-judgment. I mean allow yourself to be exactly where you are and don't beat yourself up to success. It is not motherfucking necessary. And then the next thing is hire sooner. I feel like a lot of people always wait. They wait to have $1 million. They wait till they have 100K. They wait until they're making X amount. Like, what are you doing? You're wasting time. Like, there's a ton of people online that can help you get to your goal a lot faster. Hire sooner. One of the best things that I did in my business when I was not profitable, I made my hire. I hired a mentor when I didn't even have it, when I wasn't making money, because I knew that what they taught me was going to be valuable and that I was going to 10x it at a certain point, that it didn't matter, that as long as I didn't give up, it was going to happen. Now, there's a lot of jargon online on whether you should hire a mentor or not hire a mentor or wait or this and that. Listen, you know best. You know what to do. If you're the type of person that you're ready, you're ready, you're ready to do this thing. Now, here's where I'm going to tell you not to hire somebody if you think that they're your golden ticket and you think that they're going to save you. Don't do that, because you're just going to be giving up your power. But if you're ready, if you're ready, if you're like, damn it, I wish somebody were to teach me the 1, 2, 3, like I'm going to go catapult and like build this business. Or if I only knew who my ideal client was, or if I can only figure out how to post on social or how to use Pinterest. Like if you're there, then that means you need help. Go find people who are experts at that. I don't know why people be tripping. And I think it's this kind of poverty mindset of, no, I'm going to figure it out on my own. And I was there too. Before I hired my very first coach, I struggled online for 6 months, listening to all of these different podcasts for hours, going to every single webinar and still not being able to crack the code. And I was just like, what the hell? Why can't I figure this out? I'm smart. I know how to sell $1 million shows. Why can I not like get an Instagram post up? But it really showed me a lot about my own mindset. It really showed me how I was hung up. It really showed me how big my ego was, how unwilling I was to learn from somebody, until I realized, like, damn, it takes a village. It takes community. And what part of me wants to take the hard route? And when I started to uncover all of my patterns, I started to work with them and I started to realize and unlock so many conditionings and things that were passed down to me. And so please hire sooner whenever you can. My very first hire was hiring a business coach. And then I also hired a VA. Why? Because I did not want to create emails. And so I paid somebody. All I had at the time was a budget of $200. I found somebody who loved getting paid $200 a month to write a few emails for me, to create a few funnels, to create a few lead magnets. And bada bing, she was happy. I was happy that I didn't have to do it. And that was that. Humans, I'm gonna circle back to, there've been a lot of things that have not worked in the past year and a half. And these five things I have done consistently, and this has helped me maintain my annual revenue plus add more. While everybody was struggling and their revenue was cut in half, my business kept growing. And it was because I was doing these things. And the minute things didn't feel in alignment, instead of just throwing it out and complaining and being in my feelings and being in my ego, I took it as data. I took it as an opportunity to pivot and change. I started to implement new things. I was quick to try things and I stopped getting out of this like boohoo energy. I implemented many chats. I started to run ads. I started to level up to the version of myself that was hosting webinars. Yo, can I just tell you something real quick? I did a freaking webinar back to back at least 8 times. And one of my students actually brought this up to me. She was like, yeah, you know, because things have changed and I saw you running a webinar like 8 times, like, holy crap, like the market has changed. And I explained to them, yes, it has. And I wasn't running a webinar 8 times to get clients, although we were able to close clients every time we did that. But I was testing the market. I was testing my own skills. I was getting better. I was refining something. The more I kept saying it, the more I kept refining my story. The faster I would say it, the punchier it got. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, are you that good at your craft? Or are you complacent? Are you the type of person that you just want the one trick pony so that you can just keep repeating it and repeating it? If that's you, that's good. But usually my clients are healers. Usually my clients are new earth leaders. Usually my clients are people that want to help humanity. And so that requires you activating your voice. That requires you experimenting with your offers and allowing that to be the joy. Not you needing to get it right. Not you needing $100,000 the very first time, but you understanding that it's the journey of you becoming. The more you do something, the more you become that version of yourself. Humans, I love recording this podcast. If you like this podcast just as much as I do, screenshot this, tag me on social at I am Melissa Ruiz. Give me your big takeaways. If you have not downloaded my 5-part free email series on how to create $100,000 with one offer, head over to I am Melissa Ruiz, DM me the word profit, or I have a pinned post, comment on that pinned post, profit, and I will send you the free 5-part email series with videos. Yo, I recorded videos, Loom videos, breaking down all of the most important parts of that email. You're welcome. Enjoy. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.